Executive Director of Nigeria's Enough is Enough Coalition, Yemi Adamolekun, was on her way home from an Occupy Nigeria protest in Lagos Tuesday when she offered to give two fellow protesters a ride home.
I mean, people are walking 2 hours to get to protest sites because they're that passionate about what is going on. I gave two gentlemen a ride today on my way back home. And they told me it took them almost 2 hours to get to the site this morning, and they're coming back tomorrow.
Enough is Enough has been calling on the youth of Nigeria, where 75% of the population is under the age of 30, to provoke change for almost 2 years. But President Goodluck Jonathan's New Year's decision to remove a fuel subsidy, an act that doubled the price of fuel for Nigerians overnight, catapulted the movement, which afterward dubbed itself Occupy Nigeria.
Add more money to a corrupt and inefficient system and then say you're going to spend the money to make life better for people. And really, from our perspective, it was just a trigger. I mean, Nigerians have been very quiet for so long. I mean, the corruption in the system is known at home and abroad. Lack of infrastructure, rising cost of goods and services.
Though recent protests and nationwide strikes in Nigeria have adopted the West rallying Occupy cry, they have very specific demands for their own country, including reinstating the fuel subsidy, reducing the overall cost of government, and addressing corruption in the oil sector, said Adamolekun.
But it's basically just moving along, moving in the sense that, look, we're going to continue to take over public spaces, we're going to continue to take over public discourse until the government realizes that it's not about subsidy removal, but it's just about their waste and the corruption in the system.
Adamolekun added the Occupy Nigeria movement could also serve as a unifying factor for the country's Muslim and Christian groups. Increasing attacks on Christian and government targets by the loosely organized Boko Haram, who claim to be Islamic militants, have caused alarm in the West African country and even reprisal attacks. Assailants set fire to a Quranic school in southern Nigeria Tuesday. But Adamolekun said the Occupy protests have seen moments of solidarity among the religions.
I mean, we've had places in from Kano and various places around the country, when even in Lagos, where Muslim brothers would be praying, Christians would stand guard. In Niger State, I think 2 days ago, Muslim brothers went around the church to protect the worshippers while they were there.
The Nigerian government has said it will save an estimated $6 billion through the removal of the fuel subsidy, money it says will go to infrastructure and social programs. Ricky Shryock for VOA News, Washington.